Why does it still hurt? How the power of knowledge can overcome chronic pain. Written by Paul Bigler and read by Grant Pirro. About halfway along the north coast of Tasmania, there's a flat sandy beach strewn with driftwood and fringed by Banksia scrub. The beach rests on a cobble scree, which you can see at low tide, and if you follow the stones east, they are soon riven by the mouth of the Forth River, where the Banksia gives way to the gnarled, stooped forms of eucalypts that stand sentry on the estuary before it wends its way back to the hinterland. This is Turner's Beach, and when you trace the river for its first few hundred metres inland, you come to a squat concrete bridge where four lanes of the Bass Highway, the artery linking the sparse hamlets that dot Tassie's upper edge, cross the Forth. On a fine summer morning, just past daybreak in February 2015, Lauren was heading east on the Bass, riding two abreast on her road bike with her friend Tina. Lauren was in peak condition, just 3 weeks out from competing in the Melbourne Ironman, and, as they say in triathlon parlance, was on the taper, setting out on a paltry 120-kilometre trip as she eased back from some monster 200-kilometre rides. The day looked auspicious, and the two were exchanging breezy chit-chat as they neared the Forth Bridge. Neither, it turned out, would get to the other side on their bikes that day. I just remember having this massive impact right across the centre of my back, then landing on the ground, Lauren says. I expect the period between being hit and ending up on the ground was maybe a second. I remember thinking, I was hit by something. This is going to hurt. And will I still be able to do the race? The force turned Lauren into a projectile. She took out Tina, whose bike was left on the bitumen in the path of traffic, leaving Lauren stunned on the verge of the road. As she lay there, a car ran over the bike, and pieces of it flew past her. I asked Tina if she was okay, and she said, "Yes, move the bike, move the bike." I tried to get up. I tried to push myself up on my right arm, which was underneath me, but I couldn't. I couldn't elevate myself. Up ahead on the far side of the Forth Bridge, a truck had stopped, and two men got out and were walking back along the roadway towards her. One of the men helped Lauren stand up and step over the guardrail to the safety of the berm, where she lay down and he covered her with a sleeping bag that he'd brought with him. There, prostrate on the stubble of roadside grass, she heard a refrain that would usher in a new chapter of her life, one composed in roughly equal parts of nightmare and revelation. He kept saying, "I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I just didn't see you." Lauren stands.